A very pleasant good morning, everybody. As always, it's great to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the Marlins continued their seven-game road trip with their second of four at PNC Park in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, against the Pittsburgh Pirates. It was a matchup between Tyler Glasnow and Vance Worley, a former Pirate. And with a recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, for the Marlins, a highly offensive exhibition. I mean that in the nicest way possible tonight. 12 runs on 18 hits, and they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 12-7. Back-to-back wins here in Pittsburgh. Three in a row now on this road trip. Marlins have won 13 of the last 19 after tonight's win here at PNC Park. The teams combined for 19 runs on 31 hits in this ballgame. It was the Pirates who scored first against Vance Worley in the bottom of the first. Back-to-back doubles by the first two hitters, Adam Frazier and then Josh Harrison. And Pittsburgh had a 1-0 lead. But the Marlins came right back in the top half of the second. They got consecutive singles from Marcelo Ozuna and Derek Dietrich. That put men at the corners against Tyler Glasnow for Tyler Moore.
Here's a high fly ball sent to right. Polanco back on the warning track, makes the catch. Tagging is Ozuna. He'll score. This game's tied on the Tyler Moore sacrifice fly. 1-1 in the second.
And the Marlins weren't done in that second inning. JT Riddle singled. Marlins had two men on, and with two outs, upstepped the pitcher, Vance Worley.
And hits a chopper to third, and Priest knocks it down but can't find the ball. And Worley has an infield hit on a smash off the glove of David Priest at third. And the Marlins are able to score Dietrich on the play and take a 2-1 lead.
That would be the first of four multiple run innings in the ballgame for Miami. They had another one in the third, leading that inning off, Giancarlo Stanton. 1-2 is driven to deep center field. McCutchen turns around, looks up, and Giancarlo's hit one out. A long home run to center field here in Pittsburgh for Stanton, number 16, RBI number 40, and it's 3-1 Marlins. Just how long was it? Well, depends who you ask. According to StatCast, 449 feet. According to ESPN's home run tracker, 465 feet. Either way, it was a big blast off the bat of Stanton, his 16th of the season, and the Marlins had a 3-1 lead. With one out in that third inning, Marcelo Ozuna singled, and with two outs, it was Tyler Moore's turn. 2-0 pitch to Tyler Moore is rocketed to left. Frazier turns around. He looks up, and Tyler Moore's hit one out. It's a two-run shot, second in the inning, and the Marlins open it up 5-1 here in the third. At that point, Moore had three runs batted in. He was just getting warmed up. Would be a big night for him. 5-1 Miami into the bottom of the third. Vance Worley really had to work hard in the early innings in this ballgame, despite the fact that he had the four-run cushion. He allowed an infield hit to Jordy Mercer to begin the fourth inning. He was erased at a Jacob Stallings fielder's choice. But then Stallings would go to third on a double by pinch hitter Jose Osuna, batting for the starting pitcher Glasnow. With men at second and third, Adam Frazier grounded out. That brought Stallings home. And a wild pitch would bring home another run in that inning. And Worley wouldn't make it out of that fourth inning. He was pulled after 3 2/3, six hits, four runs, a couple of walks, a couple of strikeouts. He hit a man, then after 64 pitches, 37 strikes. Dustin McGowan would escape that fourth inning, and it would be 5-2 Marlins. It would be a 5-2 Marlins lead into inning number four. Marlins would extend their lead in that fourth inning. A.J. Ellis, a single. He went to second on a sack bunt by the pitcher Worley. D. Gordon, a double that put men at second and third. And Giancarlo Stanton brought home another Miami run. Glasnow, the 2-1, and Giancarlo hits it sharply up the middle, but right there, the second baseman, Harrison, he throws to first. Stanton's out, but Ellis crosses the plate with the sixth Marlins run. 6-2 in the fourth. Marlins weren't done, though. D. Gordon making some things happen with his feet. There goes D for third, had a great jump. The throw down is going to get into left field. D picks himself up. He's coming home. 7-2 Miami for Gordon, stolen base number 21, and an E2 allowing him to come home. D. Gordon's fancy footwork, our move of the game, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. That fourth inning will be Tyler Glasnow's final inning. He allowed 10 hits, 7 runs, 6 earned tonight, no walks, 1 strikeout, 2 homers, Stanton and Moore. He was done after 65 pitches, 43 strikes. The Pirates scored twice in the bottom of the fourth. He told you that chased Worley from the ballgame, got McGowan in, and at the end of four, Miami had a 7-4 lead in this game. McGowan worked an inning and a third of no-hit, no-run ball, and the Marlins break it open in the sixth inning. The second inning of relief work from Wade LeBlanc, a one-time Marlin. After he set inside an order in the fifth, he led a leadoff double to J.T. Riddle in the sixth inning. With one out, Riddle was at second base for the pinch hitter Ichiro.
LeBlanc ahead, and the pitch, and the ball is fisted out into center field, and a base hit. Riddle had to wait to make sure it cleared. Now he turns it on. He comes around and scores, and on the throw to the plate, Ichiro goes down to second, and the Marlins now lead 8-4.
For Ichiro, his 200th hit as a member of the Marlins, and for the Marlins, it was the first of three consecutive one-out run-scoring hits. The next delivered by D. Gordon.
And D. Gordon looking for his third hit. And he hits a ball down the left field line, and that's a base hit. Coming around third to score is Ichiro, and D slides into second base, and he's safe there.
But D wasn't there for long. Next to the plate, Giancarlo Stanton.
And the pitch. Stanton hits a ball hard over third, a fair ball down the line headed toward the corner. Here comes D. Gordon around third. And he'll score, and the Marlins have put a 10 spot on the scoreboard here at PNC Park. 10-4 Marlins in the sixth inning of this game.
And they weren't done. Dovydas Neverauskas came out of the bullpen in the seventh for the Pirates, and with one out, he pitched to Tyler Moore. Pitch to Moore is hit high and deep to left. Back goes Frazier onto the track at the wall. Goodbye! It's the second of the night for Tyler Moore. And it's 11-4 Marlins in the seventh. They would tack on another run in the eighth inning, again against Neverauskas with one out. Giancarlo Stanton walked. Christian Yelich singled. Marcelo Ozuna singled, loading the bases. A Derek Dietrich ground ball brought Stanton home. And it was a 12-4 Marlins lead. The 12 runs for the Marlins, a new season high. Pirates got a run in the eighth inning against Harlan Garcia, an RBI double by Adam Frazier. They tacked on two in the ninth against Brian Ellington, who faced three batters, walked two, and allowed a single. He left the ballgame. Marlins turned to Nick Whitgren in the ninth inning. Whitgren allowed a two-run single to Jordy Mercer, the first man he faced, but then he retired the next three in a row, and this one was finally in the books. Marlins beat the Pirates 12-7. For the Marlins, 12 runs, 18 hits, one error, seven men left. For the Pirates, seven runs, 13 hits, one error. They leave a dozen in this game. Dustin McGowan, the winning pitcher in relief, he's 4-0 in the season. Tyler Glass now, the starter and loser for the Pirates. He falls to 2-6. Time of the game was 3 hours 25 minutes in front of 23,590 here at PNC Park in Pittsburgh.
Marlins over the Pirates, big 12-7 in Game 2. The Marlins have now won three straight. Fish family members, if you're joining us this morning, you're looking for your bonus code. That would be Mount Washington, and Mount just MT. Mount Washington is the Fish family bonus code on this Saturday morning. 3-4 in Pittsburgh between the Marlins and the Pirates comes your way this afternoon at 4:05 on the mound for the Marlins. That would be Dan Straley. He's 4-4, a 3.59 ERA. He'll go toe-to-toe against Trevor Williams. We'll be on the air at 3:35 with Marlins on Deck, presented by GEICO. And as always, we hope you'll join us along the Miami Marlins Radio Network.